Hello, I'm Mary Weather of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Helene Redbird of Roosevelt High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It feels kind of surreal, to be completely honest. I was very confident in being able to win, but at the same time, actually hearing the words that I did was very shocking. I didn't really fully comprehend that until after they put the crown on.
How does it feel to represent your school?
It feels amazing. I am very proud to be representing Roosevelt. I feel like we deserve a lot more representation than we actually get. And I'm glad to just represent my community as an Indigenous and Black person.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
I wanted to show that it was possible for Indigenous women and people in the Indigenous community to strive for their dreams and to be a big part of the community, and that I can start to embed our history into the Rose Festival itself.
What was your community and your school's reaction to your selection?
My school was very happy. A lot of my friends were texting me nonstop, congratulating me, and my community has been blowing up my phone. I have so many people congratulating me and just being happy that I'm able to represent everyone, and it's been amazing.
Why is being a Rose Festival princess so important to you?
I feel it's important to represent Roosevelt, represent my Indigenous community, and just to represent Portland as a whole.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I believe I've always done some sort of theater or activism within my community and just growing up as a kid. So I feel very confident in my speaking abilities, and I feel like I'm just very qualified to have such a role.
The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
My dream for Portland is to be just very inclusive with all cultures and all backgrounds. Even if there's just one or two people from a certain place, I feel they should be equally as represented. And I could see Portland doing that.
What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
I love to draw. I love books. I love to go to plays and perform in plays. I just got done being in the Addams Family musical at our school, and it was an amazing experience.
What are your plans for your future?
I plan on attending a historically Black college or university and studying a law degree in civil law.
I saw in your bio it says you're the first in your family to graduate high school. Could you tell us a little bit bit more about that?
Yes, my family. Unfortunately, some have been unable to complete high school for multiple reasons. And me and my brother are the first ones to fully graduate, or almost fully graduate from high school and get our high school diplomas. So it's a real big milestone for all of us.
Okay, now for some fun questions. Do you use social media? And if so, what's your favorite social media site and why?
Probably. I do use social media. I probably Instagram because I'm able to contact my friends and like family who's far away.
What's your favorite type of music?
Oh, that's hard. Probably lately it's been like rock music or alternative rock music.
What would you say is your favorite artist or like your favorite song?
I would say my favorite like artist is a band called Bad Omens. They're very good. I personally enjoy their music.
Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
I think my secret superpower is empathy. I'm very empathetic towards the people around me, and it's been very helpful throughout my life.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. My guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Helene Redbird of Roosevelt High School. I'm I'm Meriwether, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM.